Good morning, everybody. Welcome to The View from Above. We are your hosts, my amazing husband, Ted, and me, Liza, your humble servant. Today we have an exciting show for you. I'm so excited I can barely speak. That's why I'm doing an introduction, opening the way. Today we're setting the foundation for your best future yet. Today you're going to start preparing, and we're starting a new series about having your best year yet. Amen. So preparation starts today. And up until the end of this year, we're going to continue talking of the things you need to do to get ready for success, great revelations, breakthroughs, amazing relationships, everything that God put into your heart. You're going to get it next year if you follow the process that we will be teaching you. So today, the topic is clearing your house. Very important topic. So call your friends, get online, go on Facebook, start liking and sharing, because everybody needs to hear it. And here we go.
Amen. Yeah, today's topic is clearing your house, cleansing your house. Now, you might be wondering, well, Ted, you know, I clean my house every week, and you go around with the bleach and the Pledge and the Windex, and you get everything all spick and span. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about on the spiritual level, cleansing your house, clearing your house of unwanted energies, unwanted obstacles, things that are holding you back. And we're going to talk a little bit today about some of the things you can encounter in clearing a house, and what's important to know, and why it's important to know. And so this is what
I want to make one point.
Yeah, go ahead.
The house in the spiritual level represents you, your being, spiritual life, which translates into your physical life. Everything is connected. The body without spirit has no life. Same applies to your life. First, things happen on the spiritual, in the spirit, as we say, and then it goes into the physical life. So clearing your house also represents clearing your being. Amen. And that is the best way to end the year. Every year we have this cycling happening. See, at the end of the year, the best time is to start cleansing and getting ready for the new year,
right on.
For the new cycle, which has to do with letting go, closing the doors, saying goodbye, but also getting excited and ready for your true destiny to come next year. So we always start with clearing the house. And for that, we mean two things, clearing your being and clearing your physical space.
Right. Because a lot of times it's not the house. There's a lot of people, they're blaming it on the house, what they're feeling. They're feeling depressed. They're feeling tired. And they're saying, there's something in my house. Quite often what we found is it's the person themselves. It's something in your being that God is trying to clear away and cleanse away. But there are times, and that's why we're talking about clearing the house today, there are times where there are influences that come in. And I want to talk, let me read a quote here. This is from Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12. It says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places." So there are forces beyond the physical. So yeah, your house physically looks clean, smells clean, you know, everything seems like it's in the right place. But beyond the physical, there are things happening on the spiritual level. We have to be aware that not all things on the spiritual are willing good to us. Sometimes they want to make us depressed, make us feel lonely or scared. And so we have to run. We're challenged. But we have authority over that. So you don't have to worry about that. You have to know that you've been given authority in Jesus' name, and it's now important to begin to use that authority, begin to step into it, and release and remove these principalities and powers, because they have no power over you. You've been given the ultimate power in Jesus' name. And when you begin to understand that, now you can go with authority into places and bring heaven on earth. You can bring that power of God into every place, healing and changing it. And that's what's important. Now, why do we want to clean houses? What kind of stuff do we encounter when we come into a house to clean it? Do you remember some stuff that we've encountered?
Of course. Oh, we've encountered so much stuff. You know, it's one of our specialties. often people call us and ask us to clear their houses, especially when there is a period of stagnation in their life, mm-hmm. when they're trying to break through and it's not happening.
Something's not happening.
When
yeah. or
grief, or they say bad luck, you know, just can't break the cycle. And, you know, that's when usually people call us. Sometimes they call us when they put house on the market and doesn't sell. That is the fun one, okay?
Right.
So we come in, we do our things, and it sells. So praise God for that.
Amen.
So things do happen in the spirit first. And Ted was talking about you having the authority, you having the power. To have the authority and the power, first, of course, you need to receive the Spirit of God. And we will give you the opportunity at the end. We will give you the opportunity to receive it. Right now, just keep absorbing the knowledge, the information, the knowledge. So what can you encounter when you step into somebody's space, into somebody's house? Oh, God, we encountered so many things. We encountered the spirit of people who got out of their body, basically.
Earthbound spirit, a spirit that got stuck, right?
We also encountered witchcraft.
Right, somebody has cast a spell or a curse on a family or upon a house, yeah?
Yeah, sometimes you encounter the bad wishes or a lot of envy.
Jealousy,
that
yeah, huh?
stays around and distorts the energy of the
yeah.
house. Sometimes you encounter just bad understanding, false beliefs that create a lot of strife and stagnation. And people blame it on the house, but basically it's them who is creating this kind of atmosphere.
Like an imprint they're putting on the house based on their beliefs or their understanding, false beliefs, not in alignment with God. Absolutely. And so it's getting put on the house. Okay.
That's true.
Yeah. So it's important. Here's one of the things is, why do we have to do this? Because these forces can affect us physically. We can become depressed or sick when these energies are in our space. And sometimes financially, as you alluded to, we can be impeded from progressing, moving forward. And we need to open that way so that it can happen. And that's why we usually step into a place and help to clear it out. Now, remember, Jesus said, I am the door, and he is the door unto heaven. And when he conquered death, he opened the way unto the highest heaven. And when we receive him into our heart, now we also step through that door and become citizens of heaven. We become children of God. And now we can walk in a greater authority and power. But much like Jesus is the door unto heaven, sometimes there are other doors that end up getting open. Doors to places that we don't want open. Doors to jealousy or fear or worry or anger. And when these doors open, they let in spirits of the same kind of energy. So anger and strife. And we've encountered many times in houses where couples were having a difficult marriage or a lot of arguing and fighting, and we came into the house and encountered that. I remember in one house we went into, there was a vortex of like a pillar of fire. Do you remember that in the bedroom?
Yes, when we went into the bedroom on the left side, I remember it as it is. And remember, I had a dream even before we went into the house, mm-hmm. and in my dream, I saw the bedroom. Never been to the house before. I saw the bedroom and there was like a vortex or opening in the ceiling, and I knew it was opening to the negative space, to the
yeah.
bad space. And when we walked into this bedroom, I saw the vortex of negative energy, and God told me strife and conflict on the left side of the bed. And I asked the couple, are you guys fighting a lot? And they were so shocked. They said, yes. They said, we don't know why, but we fight and we fight and
constantly,
we fight constantly. And they do love each other.
Right.
You know, and that what happens when the doors are open to the dark places and the spirit of strife is there. Very easy to clean it. We'll give you the steps. The most important thing for you to know that you have the authority, you will receive it at the end of this broadcast. So stay tuned. It's very important for you to start understanding that it's not the house that has the power over you. It's you who can change everything, including the energy in your house, including the way things are done in your house. You just need to take possession.
Mm-hmm.
Same family, huh? Let's talk about this house a little more.
Okay.
How it all came to pass. You know, this wonderful couple, wonderful people, they lived in this place for quite a while.
And almost a decade, I think.
Yes, and they were telling us that, oh, this place is so horrible, and it seems like we're working hard, and can get anywhere.
Can't get ahead,
you know, still in debt and so forth. And then they said, but we have an incredible friend. She's a psychic. She comes every week. She does a ritual. She burns candles. And she's supposed to create success in our life. And I asked,
How's that working out?
How long has it been going on? And they said, oh, as soon as we moved into this place. I said, oi. So it's been like 8 or 10 years, and she's been doing it. And not
no,
only that,
success.
They were supposed to give 10% of their earnings to this lady.
Yeah.
So whatever they were making, they were paying this woman. And sure enough, not only she wasn't helping, she was doing certain rituals and spells and so forth that were actually distorting the energy.
Mm-hmm.
So interesting thing. When we went in, we cleared the house, we cleared the energy, we brought the energy of success, of love, and happiness of the Spirit of God. You have no idea what happened. This person, this spell doer or ritual doer, got really upset. And what the lady that hired us said, basically blew her cover.
Right.
She went berserk. She showed her face.
Her true face.
True face.
Yeah.
And now everything is cleared up. Lo and behold, we didn't say anything. We didn't say anything bad about
even though
anybody.
We were receiving guidance that this person was doing stuff that wasn't good. But God said, let me fight this. And we did our part while we were in the house to clear the things that God wanted, remove the spells, remove the curses, remove the spirits. There was a lot in that house.
Yes.
Because this person, and this is another way why your house needs a clearing. Sometimes you have people that come in with negative intentions. Sometimes it's a spirit. But this time, what we're talking about is a negative intention. This person came in deliberately to create harm for their own benefit. They wanted to separate this family, divide them. That's what had created the strife with the couple. It was creating strife with the children and bringing that in. It's hard to be in a peaceful place when there is an energy like that coming into your house. And as we cleared that away, a complete change took place in the family. They were able to separate themselves from this person. I always say to you, don't give your power away. God has given you authority. Don't go to somebody else and start asking them, you know, what you need to do. Start talking to God. Ask Him. He's given you the authority, and He is raining down upon you revelations and realizations every single day. And all you've got to do is just say, God, show me what I need to do to have more prosperity in my life. God, show me what do we need to do to receive more healing. And He will give it to you immediately. He doesn't hold back anything. Remember, He opened up everything He had in heaven and poured it out in Jesus. And now it's here for you to receive it. So don't give it away to someone else thinking that they've got the answers for you. God is going to give you that guidance. I can't express that strongly enough. Because you don't want to bring something like this into your house. You want to have peace and love. Every time you're talking with God, it opens a wonderful door. Listen to this. This is from Revelations, and it's John the disciple of Jesus, and he's talking about an experience, he says. And he says, he was praying, and then suddenly, after this, I looked, and there before me was a door standing open in heaven. A door to heaven has opened as he's praying and talking to God. And the voice I had first heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, come up here and I will show you what must take place after this. God has opened a door unto heaven for John, and he has now been called up into heaven. Can you imagine what is pouring into his house at this moment? There is such blessing, such love, such healing pouring out of heaven, and God wants this for us. In order for us to get our house to that place, we have to close some doors that are not supposed to be open, remove some spirits that are not supposed to be there, other things that create these kind of problems.
Well, same house.
Yeah.
There was an earthbound spirit. It was a young girl that actually committed the suicide stayed behind. And the child of the couple was in communication with the spirit. And the person who was the psychic or whoever you want to call them were advising the child that it's okay to have a spirit friend. It's okay to continue talking to the spirit friend. Let me tell you something. Earthbound spirit should not be here. Earthbound spirit should not be in your house. If you want to experiment and dedicate your life to talking with the spirits on the other side, you decided to become a medium or whatever you want to call it, well, that's your choice. But in general, it's not healthy for the spirit to be earthbound. They need to transition. It's not healthy for the physical person to be in communication with them.
And even God warns us of this in the Bible. He says, do not talk to familiar spirits. Mm-hmm. In other words, we should not be conversing with them because it is harmful to us physically. It's harmful to us spiritually. It's very draining on us. And you may not realize that. It might feel like, oh, I got some special gift or something. But no. You know, you can start talking to God, and He'll start giving you archangels and powerful angels to speak to, and He'll give you the guides that you really need. You don't need to talk to these earthbound spirits.
Which is the way it's supposed to be. When you talk to the angels, you open the doors to heavens.
Heaven.
Gosh, it feels good. Trust me, it feels amazing.
It really does.
When angels come in and fill up the room, and I feel it right now, the presence of the Spirit and the
Amen.
Presence of God, you always feel happy. Okay, you just want to smile. Sometimes you cannot contain your emotions because you're so happy. It doesn't happen with earthbound spirits because they usually stay behind of the pain, okay, of the unresolved issues. And that's why they didn't leave this world. So you don't want to connect to the negative emotions. You want to be connected to the source of love, of happiness, and joy. And that's what will propel you into your greatest future. That's what will create great relationships. That's what will create great success. It will give you inspiration and hope. It will also give you a peek in who you're supposed to be, where are you going, what you're supposed to do in life. It will make your life exciting and incredible. Life is an adventure. You better enjoy it. Start today.
Yeah. You know, Jesus commanded us, He said, cast out spirits. That means if you find an earthbound spirit or one of these malicious spirits we're talking about, He has given you the assignment that you're supposed to remove it. Not enough people are understanding and actually utilizing this. We're too focused on the physical, but we got to look beyond into the spiritual. And part of the reason is these earthbound spirits, people that have lived in the body and then got stuck behind and haven't stepped into the heaven, they're in a very tormented place. They need your help. Now, how do you do that? You don't do that on your own. You ask God for guidance. You ask in Jesus' name to receive the revelations and the realizations of what needs to happen. Remember, Jesus said, the things that I do, you'll do, and greater things than these. In other words, He said He was casting out unclean spirits. You can too. You can remove them from your house. You can remove them from your space.
Well, see, to some people, what we're talking about right now sounds very crazy.
It does.
I understand. Not everybody sees the spirits. Not everybody talks about it. I totally understand. But what we will teach you today will work for you to clear the space in your house, even if you don't see anything, even if you don't see the spirits, even if you don't want to see them. See, I always saw them since I was very little. But then I was tormented and was having nightmares, and I didn't want to see them. I didn't want to see them. Didn't help. I saw them anyways. But not everybody needs to see them. You just need to know the steps. You just need to know who you truly are. You just need to connect to the Spirit of God. You need to be in love constantly with the world, with God, with His presence. That's what will propel you forward. So today, let's keep talking about clearing in preparation for the year to come.
Here's what I wanted to mention is that before Jesus came, and this is, see, we're talking about creating divine order.
That's true.
Now, before Jesus came, there was chaos. There were malicious spirits, evil spirits, earthbound spirits, heavenly spirits, and they were all kind of, everything was in chaos, going every which way. The divine order that God had created from the beginning had been disrupted. But now God comes in a body as Jesus onto the earth. He conquers all things, and He brings order. And he brings that righteousness, which is ours. It's our gift to receive. And when we receive that righteousness, we now receive the ability to bring divine order, to bring order into all things. And that means everything that is false, everything that is dark, everything that is not in alignment with your true self, which God had planned for you, which is the best life. He planned incredible purpose, incredible abilities for you. And anything that's trying to stop that, he's going to want it cleared away. And he's given you the power and ability to do that. So we now have this divine order. It's our jobs to be using that all the time to continually bring that divine order into action in our homes, in our lives, in our hearts, right? In our friends' lives all the time.
So what are you saying? With Jesus coming and walking on earth, he actually gave us the authority and the power.
Right. Because he conquered every dark thing, every false thing.
Exactly. So what about our Jewish friends?
Yeah.
Don't worry, I'm Jewish. So that's what helps you to know that you don't have to believe all things, but you need to understand that the work was done for you. So why don't you use the benefits, right?
Yeah.
It was done for you. Just use the authority and the power of the finished work. The power and authority was transferred to you. It's an incredible gift. Receive it. Use it in your space. You don't have to ask anybody to do it. You can do it yourself.
Do you like power steering in your car?
I love power steering in my car.
Do you like power seats in your car?
You know
car?
Why? Because I learned how to drive in Russia.
Uh-huh.
And the cars that we had, we did not have a power steering. It was hard.
Yeah,
it was
difficult.
Horrible to drive. You know, you really,
yeah.
I had to put all my weight on the steering, you know, but yes,
so you
it
enjoy
helps.
Power steering and power seats. You enjoy all those things that make driving a car easier. That's what God has done for us. He has given
He's
us that
God.
Same ability. You know, we got
He's
power in our lives, so we don't have to struggle. We just have to realize, hey, having those extra benefits makes things easier. Let's just use what he's provided for us. Let's use the power steering and the power
seats.
I'm
into that.
Let's use Jesus, the power to overcome all those false things.
Did we say about this house, about the couple that we cleared the house, you know, how everything had shifted for them, how immediately they did get out of this place? I think
mm-hmm.
it was in their heart to move to the new beautiful
yep.
place,
yep.
amazing place they live in.
They started prospering.
And immediately the lady got the job, started prospering. They started having great things coming their way. Immediately it shifted.
And that happened through our prayers. As we walked through this house, we prayed, we were talking to God, he was giving us guidance, we were rebuking and casting out things that weren't supposed to be there, and we were closing doors that had been open to places that weren't supposed to be open. At the same time, the windows of heaven were opening so that such blessing could pour out upon this family. It allowed them to get free from this struggle, free
That's
from
right.
this trickster that was playing games with them, and they were able to move into something that was a period of their life now that will be very prosperous.
Oh, they're very happy now, praise God, and things are working for their benefits. That's now, what God wants for you. He wants you to be successful. He wants you to enjoy life. He did not create you to suffer. He did not create you to feel guilty for the mistakes that you've done. He wants you to be happy and healthy. He's a wonderful, wonderful man. He is God, and he's your father, okay?
Yeah.
Your father wants the best for you.
God often gives us dreams before when we're called to go to a house. We often pray and ask God, do you want us to do this? And he'll give us guidance, yes. And then before we go, he'll often give us a dream. He will tell us something about
Pretty much
the house.
Always.
And he reveals to us before we ever get to the house what the main problem is.
That's true.
And he even gives us a blueprint about what we're going to do to fix that problem. And this is while we're sleeping at night, we receive this information. Remember this house we've been speaking about? What was the dream that you had before we ever went to the house? Weeks before, you had this dream about the hole in the ceiling. You remember?
Yeah,
that?
That's what I already shared. In the bedroom, there was an opening in the ceiling, and I knew it was an opening to a dark place.
To a dark place.
And when we walked in, yes, lo and behold, that was true.
That was true.
Well, for us, it's normal. It's our life. We believe that our dreams are true. They're real. They give us a lot of information, raw information that we cannot override with our conscious mind.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we start, you know, breaking it down and thinking what that means and that means, you know, by ourselves, it's not going to happen. Through God, we receive guidance and understanding. And that's what we're teaching you. That's what we're teaching you to do.
Now, God gave me a very interesting dream last night. Do you remember? I mentioned it this morning. And in this dream, I was a part of a group. It was almost like security. And we were in this, I guess it was kind of like a resort. And my job was to go around, and I was finding these, what looked like short Coke bottles, like a plastic Coke bottle, but really short. And they had like a red light, and they were flashing. And saboteurs had planted them. And this place was located on a very high cliff. It seemed like we were.
You said that you were on a very high cliff.
Yes.
But the bottles were down below, right? Planted down below.
They were planted throughout this complex. And mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. I would find them, and then my job was to remove them, so these saboteurs couldn't do that. And you said something very interesting about this dream when I told you this morning. You remember?
Yes. I told them that it was connected to our prayer warriors. That's what we do. We were praying very, very strongly last night and a few days actually, right? Mm-hmm. As a group together. And God was showing us that when we pray together, we get assignments, right? Mm-hmm. To remove this bombs, basically.
Yes.
Spiritual
yes.
bombs, right? That are meant for destruction. So that's what you saw yourself being on the cliff, meaning with love for God, being in heavenly places, usually you see yourself elevated above other things, meaning you have perception from above. And then you were deployed to do certain things for the good of all,
yeah.
right? To remove the destruction and negative energy. So that's the beautiful thing.
Even as we were preparing for this message, talking about clearing houses, God gives me a dream to tell me how it looks. We're going in and removing stuff that saboteurs have planted in order to open your space so that you can have more love and peace in that place. Let's talk a little bit about what we can do to bring that, what they can do to bring that cleansing home.
Here it is. If you don't have a Bible, get it. You need a Bible for that. If you have Torah in your house, use Torah. You need a candle. Why do we use a candle and a Bible? Everything you do is representational, all right? There are two representational meanings just in the candle itself. You light up the candle, the flame represents two things. There is warmth or the heat, which represents the love, mm-hmm. and there is light, which represents the wisdom of God. So two aspects of God just in one candle, and all you need to know is what it represents, right? And then you have the Bible. The Bible, we believe, is the opening to heavens. It's your gateway into heavens. And it contains all the wisdom of the heavenly order. It also gives you the authority.
And the truth.
And the truth, okay? So you have these two things. Usually Ted and I do it together. So I light up the candle. As a woman, you seem to be more connected to the love, so the flame. So I light the candle, and I have the candle with me, and Ted usually has the book. If you are a couple, do the same. If not, you can do it by yourself. So we open the Bible, we light up the candle, we come to the door, the entrance door to the house. You're on the inside of the house. You face the door. You close your eyes, and you do the prayer. And here's the things that you say. You say, Heavenly Father, we invite you into this house. We dedicate this house to you. We believe and declare that you take possession of this house. And only love and joy, prosperity and happiness, unity is welcome. Okay? Only all these things are welcome. And Lord, in your name, we close all the doors and portholes to the dark places, and we cast out all the spirits that do not belong in your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
That's the prayer you do, and you start walking around the house. If you can see and feel things, listen to God. He will give you instructions on what to do. If not, you just keep praying and feeling the spirit and feeling the joy and walk around the entire place until you get back to the door. Yeah. Right? And then you do the same prayer again, the prayer of dedication, but now say, it is finished. It is done in Jesus' name. The house is yours. I am yours. Let's rejoice and be glad in it.
I think one of the important things that I need to emphasize today also as you do this, remember, there are some people that really get into that they start talking about, oh, they start focusing too much on the darkness. We want our focus to be on God and God's power.
That's true.
Get it clear in your mind. Because some people, they're walking around, they're saying, the enemy's got strength and power. He's going to come and get
it. No, he doesn't.
You got to remember that God has more power.
Right.
Don't let your mind start to focus on this darkness thinking that it's got more power than you. You've been filled with the Spirit of God. You have the Spirit of God on the inside of you. And as you walk with that, that light shines. Nothing can stand in the light of God. You've got the victory. And as you stand in that victory now, everything must bow to the knee of Jesus. Everything must flee from that light. That is the power that you've got. Let your focus be in the right place, though. Let yourself focus on God so that, just like John the disciple, that door to heaven opens. Now you've got angelic beings. You've got supernatural power. And it begins to come in. You've got the word, the truth of God standing there in your hand. You've got his light. And as it flows out of you, everything will flee before you. That is the kind of authority that God has given you upon this earth. Begin to use it in your home and in your life in all ways, and you will be blessed.
Now we're going to do the prayer. We're going to transfer the authority to you, okay? And you're going to receive the Spirit of God. So get ready. Close your eyes, open your heart, and invite Jesus into your heart and say, Lord, come into my heart. I make you my Lord and Savior. Thank you for giving me authority and the power. I take charge over my life. I know I'm in control. In Jesus' name, I receive it. And now, I proclaim over your life that you're bound for success. That whatever you're finishing right now is over. And I break the curses, and I bound the spirits, and I tell them to leave your life and to leave your house. Get off God's premises.
Amen.
We take possession of the land, and I believe and declare that it is finished, it is done. In Jesus' name, you're healed, you're prosperous, you're successful. You are going to find your partner if you're looking for one. Your marriage is being restored if you're working on it. Your heart is being open and you're in love. So keep walking in love and you are blessed and highly favored in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for joining us today on View from Above. Remember, this is the beginning of a series from now till the end of the year. We are preparing by cleansing, clearing, removing everything that is not of God. And we're going to get you so tuned in. The doors of heaven are going to be open. You're going to be filled with the light and the Spirit of God. You're going to be moving higher. By the time we hit the new year, you are going to be on fire, flowing unbelievably into every dream and every possibility that's waiting for you in Jesus' name. Amen.
We love you and God loves you. Stay with us. We're going to keep giving you incredible information how to enhance your life, how to become the person that God created you to be. Be blessed.